Here we are without a net. Civilization is predicated on power differentials. Civilization is predicated on the imposition of a hierarchy onto what is a non-hierarchical universe. And it's predicated on installing those, the center of empire, as being at the top of a hierarchy. And then having created this perceptual hierarchy, then it goes about creating it in the real world and creates a very real hierarchy that is central to gaining comforts or elegancies for those at the center of the empire, the center of civilization, at the expense of everyone else. And it's really central to how racism works, how sexism works, misogyny, woman-hating, and it's based on the perception of differences between peoples and then the conversion of these differentials into hierarchies. So the truth is that humans and salmon are different. Salmon are not inferior to humans. That's what we create. And it's the same with, as I said, racism, that there is a perception of a difference between someone with a different color skin, and it's the creation of hierarchies based on those, and then the imposition of those into the real world. Okay, next one. Even a broken heart is still made of love. You know, we as environmentalists and we as people living in the thrashing endgame of civilization spend more energy, it seems, trying to avoid feeling sad than we do actually feeling sad. We say, gosh, this is so terrible. I need to just play a computer game, or I need to go watch TV, or I need to pretend I can solve this by gardening, pretend I can solve this by taking a shorter shower. Instead of actually acknowledging how bad things are and then doing something about it. A broken heart is just a broken heart. And it's something to be felt. It's something to be experienced. And if there is anything you can do about it, then it's something that you should do something about. Hungry ghosts. Hungry ghosts they're a Buddhist concept of people who were greedy in this life afterwards end up in the realm of hungry ghosts, who are beings with immense bellies and tiny little throat. So they are always desperately hungry and always trying to eat and never satisfied. And of course that perfectly describes this culture and its endless drive to consume, that with an endless hunger that is never sated. And it's part of the reason it's never sated. I love the line by R.D. Lang, "How do you plug a void plugging a void?" Which is, if we have an emptiness in our life, which could be filled by relationship to the natural world, which could be filled by recognizing our role in the universe, so we have this great gaping hole, which we try to fill with consumer electronics and sports and all sorts of other means that don't actually fill the hole. And so consequently you have to consume ever more, and the spectacle has to get ever greater. And meanwhile, the world is consumed and it still doesn't fill up the hole.